Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
They threw a rock at my eye. I was pepper sprayed from about 2 feet away.
Half the people here aren't even students, and they're disrupting this peaceful protest, and they're making it violent.
It's May 1st. This is the LA Local, sponsored by the LA Car Guy family of dealerships. I'm Alex Silverman. Coming up, now that it finally feels like spring in LA, looking ahead to summer.
Number one, it's going to get hot.
But first, this is what we feared would happen when we saw where things were headed on the campuses of USC and UCLA and elsewhere. That was at UCLA last night. They've canceled classes today. The president of the UC system has announced there will be an investigation into the violence that broke out. John Baird is in Westwood to tell us how it happened.
The fighting began when counter-protesters tried to tear down the barriers of the pro-Palestinian camp, and things got ugly.
Your nose, huh?
Yeah, my nose, my eye, my arm, my leg, there was blood everywhere.
And even after police separated the two sides, there were moments of tension overnight as officers lined up to keep people away from the encampment.
You're a coward, but you're following me. You're not even giving me my personal space.
The decision was made to cancel classes today, and a freshman from North Carolina who pays out-of-state tuition was not happy.
And I totally agree with, you know, students being able to, like, exercise their First Amendment rights. But when, like, half the people here aren't even students and they're disrupting this peaceful protest and they're making it violent, it's just frustrating. Like, I don't think, like, these people need to, like, get a life because some of us have, like, jobs and classes to get to.
Another student said she drove 2 hours to the campus to take her midterm and found the doors locked. She wasn't happy either.
We got a statement from the UCLA Chancellor, Gene Block, who called the violence, quote, a dark chapter in our campus's history, going on to say officials will restore a safe learning environment at UCLA, and the investigation will include a probe of UCLA's own security processes. Also got this from Mayor Bash. She says those involved in launching fireworks at other people, spraying chemicals, and physically assaulting others will be found, arrested, and prosecuted, as well as anyone involved in any form of violence or lawlessness. Mayor going on to say, I want to make sure the message I delivered to law enforcement and other officials earlier today is clear. Free speech will be protected. Violence and bigotry will not. We should note that we have been asking the mayor's people to have her come on for an interview, and we've gotten no response from them. Also, no response from Governor Newsom's people asking him to speak on the issue. The mayor flying back this morning, by the way, from D.C., cutting her trip there short. On account of the violence that broke out at UCLA. We also talked with UCLA law professor Ariella Gross about what happened. She said one thing was for sure, not everybody involved was a student.
Some of the students and faculty who were there reported that there were
teenagers who appeared to be high school students, that there were older people who were almost certainly not students, but many of them were masked. There were, one of my colleagues said that he spoke to one of these attackers who said he was an Armenian nationalist. Some of them appeared to be white supremacist, right wing, you know, yelling USA, USA.
We will try to unpack a lot of that with a special tomorrow on KNX called Campus Fury, a KNX in-depth special hosted by Charles Feldman. For much more on all of the unrest at college campuses across the country, that's tomorrow, Thursday, 6 p.m., again at 8 p.m., and it'll be available on knxnews.com and the Odyssey app after it airs on KNX. It's been a very cool start to the year overall in Los Angeles, but forecasters are saying, to the extent they can really predict these kinds of trends, it's going to be a hot one this summer. Emily Valdez goes into what that means for the fire season this year.
Goodbye, El Nino. Say hello to La Nina. Weather Channel meteorologist Mark Thibodeau explains what that means.
Number one, it's going to get hot at some point across Southern California this summer, probably later in June and into July. And those lush green hillsides, they're going to start drying out, which means our fire season is probably going to get going again, unfortunately, especially later into July, August, and into the fall.
Thibodeau is not expecting a record-breaking fire season, so that's the good news, but we've had it pretty easy over the last few summers, and he says get ready for a change in the weather.
You know, those predictions are always pretty tough when you're talking about whole seasons, but what is entirely impossible to predict is when earthquakes are coming. We had one this afternoon, 4.1. Centered about 5 miles southwest of Corona, Riverside County. Reports of shaking as far away as West L.A., Long Beach. Dr. Lucy Jones, the famed seismologist, tells us this was near the Whittier Fault, but not on it.
These sort of what we call secondary faults around our larger ones has earthquakes relatively often. They're probably, you know, once a month or maybe a little bit less, but that sort of level that we'd have something that we measure there. And in fact, there has been a little sequence going on there that's been going on for a couple of days. There was a 2.8 last night. These are all in that same location. That's a normal sort of process to go on. Earthquakes usually happen in clusters.
The LA Fire Department briefly went into earthquake mode, but that didn't last long. Department says they have not seen any reports of real damage or serious injuries. Robert DeGroot is with the Shake Alert team with USGS. He says those alerts went out to people on their phones closest to the epicenter first.
The Shake Alert system performed as designed. The system estimated the earthquake at magnitude 4.5, and the Shake Alert system does this just in a couple of seconds, so those estimates sometimes are a tiny bit rough. But the important thing is that alerts got out to people's cell phones. We know that alerts were delivered both by the MyShake app and also by the Android Google team.
Says even 1 second of advance notice for people in an earthquake zone is a success for Shake Alert. Gives them time to duck cover and hold on. Heard some really big news this week that the federal government's talking about putting marijuana in a category of less dangerous drugs. The implication is that it could save California's cannabis companies huge money. The DEA is expected to propose moving it from Schedule 1 to Schedule 3. Here's Chris Crane, senior contributor for Forbes, on the cannabis industry.
Currently taxes cannabis businesses at a much higher effective tax rate because it does not allow them to write off any standard business deductions associated with the sale or distribution of cannabis. With cannabis moving to Schedule 3, that 280E provision will no longer apply, which is a really, really big deal for these companies because that essentially saps just about 100%, in many cases, more than 100% of these companies' profit margins.
He says legal marijuana businesses are really struggling to compete with the black market because they end up selling for way less.
I can grab the side of the box.
If that meow sounds a little odd, it's because it's not real. It's a recording. Firefighters in Orange County used it to rescue a real kitten. It was stuck in a storm drain.
Some people knocked on the door of a fire station in Santa Ana saying a kitten was trapped down a gutter. They couldn't get it out. So fire crews geared up with a can of tuna, a box, and a YouTube video that played the sound of a cat meowing. It worked. They were able to lure the little tabby into the box, lifted it up to safety.
So we're pretty proud of their creativity.
Captain Sean Dorns with the Orange County Fire Authority.
And top of all that, this cat was doing great and has already found a foster home.
With one of the firefighters?
No, with one of the citizens.
We have video of the rescue on our website, knxnews.com.
And that is the LA Local for this first day of May. We're sponsored by the LA Car Guy family of dealerships. Search the inventory, all 14 dealerships, at lacarguy.com. Stay connected to everything that's happening with the campus protests, 97.1 FM. Ask your smart speaker, Alexa, or Google to play KNX News, or get the Odyssey app and search for KNX News. And please, follow us on Apple Podcasts. Give us a 5-star rating there if you like the LA Local, and you can get it on your phone every day without even having to think about it. We're back with another one tomorrow. I'll be off for about a week, but you'll be in good hands while I'm gone. I'm Alex Silverman. See ya.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.